Yesterday, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want to talk to him about what I expect of my children. And he said, they're born again, they're born of me, they have my nature in them, and what I expect of them. And what we won't get into this part, but how he made it available to you, how he gave you the ability to do what he requested of you. Amen. So let's start in 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God, right? So when you're born again, you're born of God, right? In your life, if you accepted Christ, we should see the love of God being manifested in your life. Amen? And you, at first, you'll see some of that selfishness, but you begin to realize, hey, that's not God's nature. That doesn't please God. Because inside of you is that love, and it begins to match up to that selfish choices of yours. You choose to get mad. Well, I'm not supposed to get mad. Oh, good. You either give me that, or I'm going to knock your head. And you realize, oh, that's not love. See, inside of you is the love of God. You have the ability to love like he loves. Amen? Now, but here's something else. Look at this. Everyone who loves is born of God, right? But look at this. And knows God. So when I see myself love someone that's hard to love or impossible to love, see me love them, I know God. And somebody says, well, you shouldn't forgive them. They did this bad thing. But you can't help it. Because the love of God's inside of you, and you just got to love them. You say, oh, how bad do they feel, man? They must feel bad. See, then you start thinking about yourself. You start thinking about other beings, other person's well-being, right? So we see that this is God's goal for our lives. This is his appointment to us, is to love the unlovable and love the lovable. You didn't catch that, did you? Some people are just easy to love, like Elizabeth. She's easy to love, you know? She squeezes her like a little teddy bear. And I do take my helpings of it, too. Being around her, you can begin to know God. I'm not saying she's God, but you can see God's character as she lives her life. She loves, and that's your father's what? That's his character. That's what he does. He gives to the people you shouldn't give to. And you see, Elizabeth gives to, I say, Elizabeth, don't do that for them. That's just an old ornery thing. He says, I can't help it. I got to show them mercy. Oh, why do you have to say that mercy stuff? Because see, it catches me. My motive is to right, be right. And I know that there are people that have that motive. Everything's going to be black and white. They should do A, B, C, D, F. Direct. Right. But God is right, but he's love too. So you can't help it that God gave you the motive of righteousness. You can't help that. But also pour over it some love of God too at the same time. See, God will always be right, but he'll always be love. So if you have the motive of righteousness, always be love and always be right. Right? See? But somebody that's mercy, they don't care if they break the rules. Your rules, of course. The law, no. Right? They'll help people that you don't think should be helped. Like, at first when I married Elizabeth, hey, I made my way. They can make their way, too. Well, I think how dumb that is. You were a sinner, and there's nothing you could do about it. So God paved the way for you. I just thought I did my own way. I thought I was the one that went to college. And I thought I was the one that had the gift in computers and could do computers. But it was his love back over here that gave it to me. Right? So by my, like I've learned now, right in the middle of it, I praise God. Because I knew something that I didn't know. Like Friday, I didn't know how to fix that SQL server. I'm not trained in the SQL server, but my business want me to develop a SQL server. So I just pray, and it's been up for about a month now, running, and I'm changing things to fit the company's needs, right? I didn't know what to do. What do, God? Father, I just asked you for help. Oh, that's what I do. And I fix it. It's working. I left work, it's working. And I come home after the biggest smile. I knew God today. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. Every day you have an opportunity to know him as Father. Know him as Blesser. Know him as Healer. Know him as Protector. But most of all, know him as Love. Because you're gonna blow it from 50 to 60. You're going to blow it. And you need to know that love that forgives you. Know that love that won't back off you. Know how dumb you did. He won't leave you alone. He's going to keep hunting you down till you say, I give up. Just love me.
Yes, yes.
Amen. See, we were taught by our parents, we were not perfect and we made the mistake and the complained at us and griped at us and called us stupid and put all that condemnation on us. And grow up. God loves you no matter how you make a mistake. No matter how, I love this one. Sister, no matter how many times I make a mistake, and the same one, he still loves me. Right? Come here. You can shout it. Don't bother me. Well, just join in. Join the group. So, we have the opportunity to know the love of God, yes, but also to know Him. There's not a more valuable thing to have in your life. Sometimes we think, oh, to have all my needs. If you know Him, you don't have a need. Trouble is, in your life, there's things you don't know Him. You don't know him as, I will satisfy you. I will meet your heart's desire. You don't know him. But when you begin to know him as the one that meets your desire, then all of a sudden they're there. You'll get it tomorrow. Is it only me to get excited about it? Okay, so we're born of God. And that gives us the right to know him personally, to know him as Daddy, Abba, to know him as El Shaddai, as Jehovah Makedesh, and Jehovah Samakata Unadita, Nuneakoti Mahona. Yeah, those two. Let's go forward on. Are you shouting yet? I mean, this is my life. This is about talking about God and His love, how He loves us. Amen? He never gives up on me. I don't know if you're like me. I need somebody to believe in me. He does. He who does not love does not what? So whatever area you refuse to love in, that's the area you don't know God. For who? It doesn't say God has love. God is what?
He is love.
Amen? God is love. Well, I think I'll love Elizabeth today. Mm-hmm. No, when she gets up, she is loved. No, you didn't hear that. When she gets up, she is loved. Because he is love. Not going to be loved. See, when she gets up, she knows God loves me and John loves me. She don't have to guess about it. Let's go forward before I get ready. In this, now, that means in the following words, God's going to show you how you know what's love and what's not love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us as he has what sent his only begotten Son into the world. You and I were sinners. We were of the nature of Adam's failure, and we were cursed, and we were going to be die, and we would go to the lake of fire. That was our destiny because of sin of Adam and Eve. But God said, I don't accept that. I'm going to sacrifice because I love them. So he sent his son back, and Jesus came in love, and the Word took upon itself flesh because of love. And the Word lived in the earth, and 33, he was baptized, and the Holy Spirit came on him, and he began to minister the love of God. Every healing, every deliverance, and every miracle, and every walking on the water, and I'm excited, was the love of God. Every time God heals in the church, or hears your prayers and answers your prayer, it's the love of God for you or for them people you're praying for. Amen. Every time. So, when does God not love? Oh, come on. When does God not love? He always loves, right? Or he couldn't be love. It's love. He couldn't be that if he turned it off and on. So I mess up tomorrow. What do I know? God loves me even in my mistake. Amen. And what I like about him, he says, take this first step and I'll take it with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let me show you something, John. Repent. You quit wearing that thing. And you keep bearing the burden of the thing. Repent and I can lift the burden off you. I repent. I confess that as sin, and you are just and faithful for forgive me and cleanse me. And he picks it off of me, and now I feel free and feel loved again. Amen. Oh, come on. That excites me, because I know even though I do my best not to sin or make a mistake, I will do it. Why? I'm still growing up. I'm still maturing. But thank God I got his love that I can depend on to be there. He takes his love, takes every step with me. I don't know, I heard this. Imagine this. Is it like on that clock, the second hand? Like that. Every second. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Think about it. God loves me. But think about this. God forgive me. 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 God meets my needs. God meets my needs. God meets my needs. God. Why? Because every tick on that clock, every second of your life, God loves you. Amen. But you don't understand what I did wrong. I don't have to. He does. And you don't have to. Because he does. Oh. It don't matter how big a mess you're in. He can get you out because he knows how to fix what you did. That's love. Look, are you ready? His only begotten Son into the world that he might live through him. And every time I read this, only begotten into the world. See, we're already here. Well, we are the begotten out of the world. Oh, you didn't get that a bit, did you? We are born of heaven. Jesus came down to be born in the earth. You got it? I see that. But I am now begotten of God, or I'm born of God. So I have love in me, back to the first scripture, and what? I know God. In this is love. So again, we're going to see the definition of love and how love acts. But he loved us and sent his son to be with. Would you explain that, please?
Oh, the propitiation for our sins? That's not a word I use very much. No. Like, never. But propitiation means he was our substitute. Our substitute. He took the punishment, the death, the burial, he took hell, he took all of that for me.
Thank you. So Jesus came to take your place in your punishment that you should receive, right? Amen. So you should have been crucified and died and put into the lake of fire forever. But Jesus came and he became your redeemer and paid the price by being crucified and dying and going into the earth and bearing your judgment. And God said, it's enough. It's been paid for, and raised him back up and set him, what, at his right hand. So he paid all the price because God so loved us. So now I'm thinking about this. You have that same love in you that was sacrificed like that. And, you know, it says, take up your cross daily, right? So there's times in life where you will have to crucify your flesh. You have to crucify your desire because you want to poke the person out. You want to do work for, or you want to tell them how the cow eats the cabbage. No, I was thinking about that last night. What difference do you care how a cow eats a cabbage? I know it used to make me mad because my mom would get mad. Tony, what did you let those cows get in there for? You ruined my cabbage. What's the point of my cabbage? That's what I make sauerkraut with. I don't like sauerkraut. What do I care? Get out there before I tell you what for. But anyway, the point of this is God loves you, and we should show that love to one another. Not because I deserve it, but because you see Jesus showing that love. It's not about what you think all the time. See, there's people watching us. They see us coming to church. They see our car out there in life. And then when they come in contact, they see if there's something happening out there that makes you happy every day, makes you not worry about every day. Or do they see you angry all the time? That's not love. They see you always upset because you don't have everything you think you should have. If you're walking in love, you'll be like God in Tyre and wanting nothing. And because we don't love one another like we've been given that love, it causes issues and opens doors that Satan should not have the right to. Amen? Because he's the opposite of love. He's hate. He's selfish. He's greedy. He would kill. He would steal from you and destroy you. See, he wants to take your God-given rights to heaven away from you. He wants to steal them from you out of this life. Now, he can't steal them. Don't misunderstand that. He can't steal your salvation from you. But he can interfere with your blessing on this earth is what I'm talking about. He can't steal it from you because it's founded and rooted in heaven. He's not allowed up there. By this, we know love because he laid his life down for us. See, you can tell what love is shed abroad in your heart and you're maturing in love or not. Will you lay down your life for Jesus Christ? For the work of the kingdom, for the work of the cross. Will you lay down your life? Or will you blame somebody else when it's really your flesh? Well, they did this to me. They did that to me. They did this and that. Hey, crucify the lie. Crucify the lie. Because Satan's trying to get you to rise up and say, I won't serve you, God, because of what they did. Wait a minute. What about all the things you did wrong? Let's forget about those. But, oh, we're going to raise what they did up on the throne. Whose throne? Not Jesus. Jesus already paid for it. Come on. We don't need to do that. We need to put sin and things, offenses done against us right here. In case y'all can't see it, put them right there. That's where they belong, right? Amen. Hey, new socks don't stink. I'll tell those people, oh no. Elizabeth, don't allow that, okay? All right, now, we see him lay down his life for example. So, how many of you, don't raise your hand now, act innocent like you've never done it. How many of you, since you got saved, have done something wrong? Did Jesus kick you out? Did he make fun of you or condemn you? You know why? He loves you. So if we're supposed to demonstrate the love that he gave us to one another, what should we do when somebody does wrong against us? Love them. Forgive them. Not because they earned it. Did you earn your forgiveness? Did you earn becoming a child of God? You ought to be aware of all that. And I forgive them because I want to be like Jesus. Because he put his love inside of me. Amen? So we forgive them. Amen? Well, how are they going to pay for it? Well, they shouldn't. Jesus already paid for it. Come on. It's not what they just did against you paid for by the blood. Isn't it already paid for? It's already paid for. Here you are holding on to it, and it's already paid for. Well, who's wrong? Both are. What they did is wrong, what you're doing is wrong. You see that? That's wrong. Both are wrong. They need to repent, and you need to repent, right? But you're not their God to make sure they repent. So you're double sinning. And we were at this, right? We also ought to lay down our lives. And see, that's what we're doing. They did you wrong, so you have the right to judge them. You have the right to call judgment in and say, they did this and this and this, this. Because you love, Father, I forgive them because I want to be like Jesus. I just can't. No, yes, you can. Because God put love in your heart, and love can do it no matter what they've done. Yeah, but you don't understand. I don't have to understand. God understands. Because he bore that already. That's why he understands. He already took that sin. That's why he understands. And you know what's wonderful? He'll help you let it go if you'll let him. We all had something done against us that was wrong. If you're living in this planet, Satan is always doing something against you, trying to make you give up your kingship, give up your heavenly blessing, and take the way of the flesh. And when you take the way of the flesh, he says, gotcha now, I can do whatever I want. A murderer can do whatever he wants in your life. That is not a place to be. Right, Brother Red? That's not a place to be. So we want to forgive them so God can work it out. He can fix it better than your plans anyways. So what you're concerned about is you have plans and they messed it up. They messed your day. I had this day planned to all serve myself and make me happy, and they messed it up because they said something bad to me. Okay, let's go forward. Hey, look. We're serving a king. Amen. And our king is so wonderful. And that's one thing you should learn about a king. When you enter the kingdom of his beloved son, he, as king, is responsible for your life to meet every need of your life. He is responsible. That's what a king does. They're responsible for the people of their country or nation. Jesus is responsible to meet every part of your life. Get out of his way and let him do it. Well, I don't know if I can trust him. I couldn't trust him. It's because you didn't know him better than knew that kind of love. Hello? He loves you this much. He laid down his life. You cannot give more than that proof. Dying for somebody is the most you can prove that you can prove. And he died for us. Didn't he? Yes. Next one, please. I say this and you're supposed to come talk then. Okay? I love you. How does the love of God abide in him? So when we act of the flesh, the question is, how are you showing God's love? How are you doing whatever time you love money more than the person? Elizabeth and I put our money wherever God tells us to. We don't blow it. If he wants us to get a new outfit, we get it. But we always have the money. If he wants us to get a new car, we always have the money. Whatever he tells us to buy, we have the ability to get it. What I'm saying is, in life, if you're going out on your own all the time, then that means you've got to take care of your life. And you're going to mess it up. You can't help it. Because when you're in the flesh, you sow of the flesh. And what happens? You reap of the flesh. See what I mean? So these are spiritual laws. And because you are a spirit, you're not separated from them. And that's the deception the devil pulls on you. He makes you think you can do things above God's spiritual law. That's what's sending him to the lake of fire forever. Because he thought he could make his own rules. I don't quit, I just stop.
Oh, you just stop?
Yeah.
Praise God. So we are to what? Love one another. Now, God so loved the world, and we are to love the world. But we treat the world differently than we treat one
Amen.
Another. The world is still in the place that they serve themselves. And they will use you. They will abuse you. They will take advantage of you. And then they'll be mad at you because you don't have more to give. I'm not talking about the world. Our brothers, our sisters, our church family. That's who we give to. And we love to give. And I'll tell you what. I would have mercy on everybody I saw. And John and I married, and he said, you're going to give everything we have away. I said, well, God gave it to me. But he had to show me, you got to listen to God. If God tells you to give, give, whether they're a Christian or not. If God doesn't tell you to give, you better not give. Now, there's some things in my life. Here's how he showed me. This is my wedding ring. This is a symbol of the love my husband has for me. And God said, would you give your wedding ring to a homeless person? I said, and I was of two minds about it. I don't want to give my wedding ring away, and yet they might be in need. I was of two minds. You see what I'm saying? And the Lord said, there are some things I do not want you to give away. So that settled it for me. There's some things, don't give away. God gave them to you, for you to have, you to keep, you to give. Right? You understand? So this was a big deal to me, because I just wanted to give everything. It's okay, God will give me more, and he does give me more, that's so true. But he helped me to see there's a time, God's love doesn't always give. He gave his son, but another problem I had is I was trying to be their God. You have a need, I'll meet it. Don't bother God, I'll take care of your need. I put myself in a bad place. I was trying to be their God. This was especially true of my children and my grandchildren. Oh, I see you need a new pair of shoes, I'll buy them. Don't pray about it. Don't go to God. I'll take care of it. Oh, you need some this, you need some that. I'll be your God. And when I ran out of money, then I was really sad because I had not trained them or trained myself to go to God. I had to be changed. Can you believe I was wrong? You probably do believe it. I had to be changed to learn what to give, when to give. There's sometimes I got the money in my pocket and the Lord says, don't you do it. You're trying to tie them to you, and I want them tied to me. So all of this is to talk about the marvelous, wonderful
love of God.
He loves us so much. And you know, it would have been okay if he said, I'm giving you Jesus, and that's all. He gave us Jesus and everything else. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. He never runs out.
There's a song we used to sing, he never runs out.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Oh, people, his love is so beautiful, so precious, and we get to know him.
Yes.
We get the honor of knowing him, and there's nobody higher than him, and yet we get to walk in, you know, what is a king's area called? A king's area. Throne room, but the
promenade. Red carpet.
No, sir. No, not yet. A certain word. It's so precious.
Like the platform.
What? Go
the
on.
The king walks anywhere he wants to walk.
Yes. Oh,
but
praise him.
I wanted to say, this church, John and I feel the honor of being part of this church. This is a church of love. This is a church that gives. This is a church that loves. I can't say enough good things. And I don't want you to say, oh, she's just complimenting. No, this is true. God has put love in your hearts for one another and for us and for him.
Amen.
And we are so grateful to be part of this.
Amen. Amen. Father, pour your love out this week upon your children at church, as they travel, at work, at home, or while they're shopping. Release that love. And also, Father, you just told me at the movies. Let your love pour out at the movies also, Father. And thank you so much that we know that your love will go every step we take, every day this week, in Jesus' name.